As we wait for the conclave of cardinals that will choose the next pope, we're going to hear now about one aspect of the pope's job. He is, of course, the spiritual leader of the world's Catholics, but he also leads a multi-billion-dollar financial empire. And from a business perspective, the Catholic Church is struggling, losing money and members, at least in the U.S. So our Planet Money team brought in a few management consultants and asked, what needs to change? Here's Caitlin Kenny with their answers.
The Catholic Church is not a business, but there are things about it that sort of make it look like one.
The Church provides goods and services. The Catholic Church has an identifiable brand that evokes both positive and negative responses.
Tom Doyle should know. He's a former management consultant and a priest. And he says, when you look at it like a business, the Church has been wildly successful, growing from the original apostles.
Started with 11, has 1.2 billion members today. That's almost 2,000 years of an annual growth rate of 1%. That's pretty long and pretty incredible growth.
But lately, Father Doyle admits, things have been difficult for the Church. And our consultants agreed, although they frame the problems of the Church in classic management speak.
Unfortunately, the Church in this time period has a real misallocation of its resources.
Chuck Zeck is the director of the Center for the Study of Church Management at Villanova University. And by resources, he means basically priests. They aren't where they need to be.
Most of the Catholics, about two-thirds, and most of the growth in Catholics is occurring in Latin America or Asia or Africa. They only have, though, about one-third of the priests.
In other words, the company's employees aren't where the customers are. Now, as a consultant, Zeck sees an easy solution for the shortage of priests. Expand the job description. Let women and married men do the work. But this is where it gets very tricky for a consultant to walk into a church. The Pope will only take that kind of direction from God. Okay, our consultants had another idea. If the church were a business, the boss, the CEO, would just transfer existing workers to other parts of the world, move them from one office to the other. But Zeck says the church isn't organized that way.
On matters of faith and morals, the church is very centralized, very hierarchical. But on the temporal issues of finances and actually running the day-to-day operation, each diocese is very independent.
A diocese is a geographical area with a bunch of churches in it, run by a bishop. And they all basically raise their own money through collections and run their own budgets. Think of the Catholic Church as a big conglomerate with lots of little independent operators, almost like a franchise model. And that kind of organization is hurting the church in other ways. Carrie Robinson is the director of the National Leadership Roundtable on Church Management.
The church is missing out on purchasing power, procurement, economy of scale.
Robinson says, just imagine if all the Catholic dioceses and hospitals and schools in the U.S. got together to buy the things they needed, to buy printer paper or coffee.
Something that everyone in the Catholic Church utilizes. Maybe it's transportation or utilities or office products. Collectively, we could bargain for the better price.
And that, she says, could save the church billions of dollars a year. Of course, this would involve all the separate parts of the church telling each other what they actually spend, how much money they have, what their finances are. And Boston University professor of management Jim Post says right now this is another challenge for the church. There is no set standard of financial reporting.
Without systematic accounting and disclosure, there's enough doubt these days about how money is being managed that we don't know whether the hungry are being fed and the naked are being clothed and those in need are getting health care and education.
This was a huge frustration for all our consultants. A lack of transparency can hurt your brand. It can drive away your customers. And as the Catholic Church has recently discovered, this lack of transparency can have much darker implications. Father Tom Doyle says one of the big organizational challenges to come out of the recent child sex abuse scandal is the erosion of confidence. People stopped trusting that the Catholic Church would tell them the truth. Before he became a priest, he used to work for Deloitte & Touche, the big consulting firm. And he says his advice in times of crisis is the same for the church as it would be for any company.
How do you get trust back? You earn it. You have to earn it, right? And so we're going to have to err on the side of being more transparent about things than we have in the past.
Business advice for the next 2,000 years. Caitlin Kenny, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.